influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong. Influencers.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
From parts of the Midwest to the Northeast and South to the Carolinas, air quality alerts are in place because of a lot of smoke from scores of huge wildfires burning in Canada. The graduation ceremony had just wrapped up for Huguenot High School seniors in Richmond, Virginia, when shots rang out. One graduate and a 36-year-old man were killed. A 19-year-old suspect is in custody. The Biden administration says it doesn't know who is to blame for damage to a major dam in southern Ukraine. It has triggered widespread flooding while depriving hundreds of thousands of drinking water. Former Vice President Pence will announce his presidential campaign later today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has entered the race as well. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
I would like real chocolate ice cream.
Vats and vats of chocolate ice cream.
Today we celebrate a flavor that comes in second in popularity, even though it was invented first.
Chocolate ice cream.
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Brain freeze!
I do admit I used a bit to put in my coffee.
Served with chocolate ice cream.
Happy Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
It's showtime!
I have failed Rich Thomas at 6:07 a.m. We had a nice breakfast.
Yeah?
But it's chocolate ice cream day, and at Food Outlet, they sell Bluebell cups. Ooh. They're like single servings.
Yeah.
In a bag. There's 20 of them, chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah.
And I should have brought one of those.
You know what? That would hit the spot right now. I wonder if the Taliban gas station has...
Oh, they probably have ice cream bars. I don't know if they have...
Little cups.
Plus, it's gas station ice cream. I don't know if that's that going to have an aftertaste.
Yeah.
Is that something we really want?
And what is it, really? It's probably not real ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, just so you know, that's the place. Remember the first time?
I bet Chappie's has some ice cream. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They're right up. I think they even have soft serve, if I'm not mistaken. But that is...
Who in our audience can get us some Chappie's chocolate ice cream and transport... They're open now at 6 and transport it here. We'll pay you.
We're at 4101A Wall Street and just ask for...
we'll pay you if you can get us some chocolate ice cream from Chappie's.
But the place across the street, man... I don't know if I can trust them. They're a little on the,
You used to call them Taliban.
I got that name from the people that worked here when I first came here. And it was a very hostile place. I mean, yeah, they sell you the cigarettes you need, or when I went over to get an 85-ounce slushy for Ben Hagler.
Yes.
You could get... I'll never forget that. I go over there. Hey, would you mind running over to the shell and get me a... You know, Ben in his raspy voice.
Right.
A slush to get the biggest one they had. It took two hands to get out of there with it safely. It was that big. I brought it back here, and I was just hanging out in the afternoon with him on his show. And 5 minutes later, I see him toss the cup into the trash. How did you
finish that?
Without massive brain freeze. It's just a gift I have. Yeah. Kind of place you'd walk into and you would hear...
Death to America! Except for Jewish!
That kind of a thing. All right, we're at 6:09.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
The humidity is getting a little worse, but...
Are you saying the humidity is getting higher?
Leon's getting larger.
We had 92 yesterday. I don't see any reason why we won't be in the lower 90s again today. Good bit of sunshine. I think there'll be more showers on the radar than there were yesterday. That doesn't mean you're going to get one. One of the most frustrating things when I go into a grocery store is some, hey, Rich, how are you? Hey, is it going to rain today? Well, how do you answer that question? Yes, there's a 100% chance it's going to rain today, but probably not at your house. It sounds like a smart aleck answer, but it's not. Scattered random storms in the afternoon and evening hours, they'll fade out overnight, low 68. Tomorrow, just a notch higher on the number of storms as a front moves southward, high 93. Friday, behind the front, that should be a dry day with highs in the upper 80s, so just a brief break behind the front. Saturday, generally dry. I've got us at 93, and scattered storms returning on Sunday. Right now, this morning, partly cloudy and 69 at 610.
We have a call. This could be our ice cream delivery person. Hello?
Hey, it's Gene Bug.
Hey.
Dude, what's happening?
What's up?
I'm heading over to Chappie's now. What kind of ice cream do you want over there?
Well, it's national. You don't have to do this, but we'll pay you.
I don't mind doing it. I'm way over there now. I'm over here on Coliseum Boulevard right now.
It's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. So
yeah,
we were craving a little chocolate ice cream.
If they had like soft serve in a cup or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how they can serve it to you.
A lump in a cup?
Even? Yeah, I mean, they do that at Chappie's. It's part of their...
When I get over there, I'll call somebody on the phone from over there and tell you.
All right.
I'm there.
Tell them how important it is. And we're
and I want him Don Duncan thing, too, though.
All right, yeah. All right, thanks.
All right.
Wow, we got ice cream coming.
This is the best radio gig in America, man. We have the best listeners. We do amazing things.
Hey, on National Lobster Day.
We should give them at least a day's notice on that, don't you think? Speaking of days, today is VCR Day.
Yes, it is.
This is a brilliant montage that kind of takes us through the history of the VCR through advertising.
Be kind. Rewind.
In times past, only the wealthy could afford a four-head cable-ready VCR with multi-event programming and a dockable remote control.
The HR7100 video recorder from JVC, a 10-day timer and full-function remote control.
The new Sony Betamax SL5000. It even has remote control and beta scan.
The Sony Betamax is only $699.
Radio Shack has something for everyone, like this compact VHS VCR with 13-function wireless remote control for just $449.95.
Right. Extra durable space-age materials. Better engineered, best warranty. That's the Hitachi touch.
Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind, records programs up to 3 days in advance.
Kind of reminds me of this.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack, we don't know why we're here either.
All right, I just got a note from Christina.
Yeah?
Christina C., who says, I just saw Breakfast on TV with Rich. I'm still waiting for mine, LOL.
Okay.
Love you guys and hope y'all have a blessed day. Well, we love you too.
Yeah, a few minutes ago, you said you failed me today because of the ice cream.
Yeah.
But look at the breakfast. Look, it's filet mignon. It's filet mignon grilled in the middle of the night. Did you have a flashlight?
I have. My friend Kathleen, for Christmas, gave me something attached to the grill lid.
It's got a light on it?
With a fan and a light.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's much easier to grill in the morning now with that.
Oh, my gosh. It was so tasty. It was so flavorful, perfectly cooked. Oh, my
God. And by the way, the price I got on those at Food Outlet was, I almost felt like I was shoplifting.
I mean,
and their meat department, they have excellent meat. We buy the chicken tenders, they're perfect. In fact, I have the new Food Outlet specials here because today is Wednesday. Let me see. Oh, hey, look, Blue Bunny ice cream.
Oh, National Chocolate.
46 ounce assorted flavors, 368. That, hey, you know, but they're not open till 7. Chappie's open now. We got a listener over there doing food reconnaissance. However, on the steak side, $7.98 for New York strips.
Yeah.
Head of iceberg lettuce, $1.41. Cinnamon toast crunch cereal, family size box, $2.98. Bar-S jumbo franks, 1 pound package, bun length. 4 for $5. Wow, you can make bitey bitties. Till the what is it that comes home? Till the what comes home? That old saying. Boneless pork chops, $1.97. Yeah, so the cows come home. Yeesh. Hey, the 59-ounce assorted Donald Duck orange drink, $2.24. And Wild Mike's, that's a big pizza, $5.23. That's enough to feed 4 people right there. Kool-Aid Jammers for the summertime, 10-pack assorted flavors, 2 for $5, and 2-liter bottles of Fanta, Mellow Yellow, or Minute Maid, or just $1.63. At all 3 Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I will see you Sunday morning at about 7:30.
Would you bring him in so that we can, because I want to tell him something, but I can't talk to him until you bring him in.
I know, and I have to finish this, because I have one more Food Outlet location to mention. 720
I'm sorry.
Main Street in Prattville.
Interrupted your...
Just west of Highway 31. All right. He does not exist until he is acknowledged.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Now I can talk to him. So we got ice cream on the way because it's...
We...
National Chocolate Ice Cream Day?
Yeah, and then we mentioned that the Chappies has some. We begged for some ice cream.
It's Chocolate Ice Cream Day, actually. And by the way, again, at Food Outlet... I know they have the Blue Bunny on sale, but if you like to kind of have a natural limit on how much ice cream you consume, because if you have a half gallon or a gallon, it's like, well, when do I stop?
Yeah, right.
Those little cups are single serving, chocolate vanilla, there's 20 in a bag, and it's at a cost plus 10% price at Food Outlet.
So you can ask for ice cream and people will bring it to you?
So tomorrow we're going to ask for lobster.
I was going to say, I could use $100. If anybody wants to toss $100 my way and just bring it by,
we offered
it. I could have hung on to that, couldn't I?
Yes. But if you need it, you know I give it to you.
No.
I'll leave it here in case you change your mind.
Well, we got to pay the ice cream guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Filet mignon for breakfast.
All right, and it's six. At 6:17, it's 18:19 news. See how that works?
Yeah.
And then we'll have our hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, and it involves Pete Davidson.
18:19 news.
Governor Kay Ivey has signed the anti-ESG bill into law. That bill was offered by State Senator Dan Roberts. It prohibits the state of Alabama from entering into contracts with businesses that refuse to do business with other companies based on their ESG score or lack thereof. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Policies and is used to evaluate a corporation beyond just its profit earnings for shareholders. After signing the law, Ivey said that Alabama citizens do not want ESG policies influencing business here in the state, no matter how much corporate America and the national media seeks to push their social issues of the day on Americans. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 18:19 News. I'm also the host of 18:19 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 18:19 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is awarding an $11 million grant to the city of Calera to build an overpass at a railroad crossing section in the downtown area. The federal funds will pay for 80% of the project, with the city and CSX Railways paying off the remainder 20%. The improved railroad crossing will reduce collisions and provide reliable routes to first responders. The bridge to be built in Calera will eliminate 2 railway crossings that are in that area. Rapper and actor Snoop Dogg is coming to Huntsville for his high school reunion tour on August 15th. It'll be held at the Orion Amphitheater. Snoop Dogg is also bringing along some other performers and friends, such as Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, and DJ Drama. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. If you've ever considered owning rental property, this information is for you. For years, I've been finding attractive investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenants stay 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Do it live!
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technology.
Please stand.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
I'm so sick of being told what to do and what to think by hardcore lefties. Pete Davidson yesterday.
Oh, no. What's the latest?
I'm proud of him. PETA found it necessary to criticize him for buying a dog from a pet store. I guess the dogs that are there are supposed to be left to die or whatever instead of adopting.
Yeah. So.
And he's not having it. He called PETA and left a nasty voicemail explaining that he's severely allergic to dogs, so he had to buy a specific breed, in this case a Cavapoo, which is nearly hypoallergenic.
Oh.
He also said he was buying the dog for his mom because hers had just passed away at only 2 years of age.
Oh.
So he told PETA, and this is, why don't you do your research before you effing create news stories for people? And added F you and invited them to perform a certain act on a certain part of his body. And of course, PETA, instead of saying, "I'm sorry we barged into your business," "Well, there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog." Of course, they got to him because that's what they do. They make it seem like everybody in the country hates you. So he walked it back a little bit. He says, "It was a poor choice of words. I shouldn't have said what I said. Pete, go get your testicles back. But I'm not sorry for standing up for myself and my family." So good for him.
Right.
He also accused them of making a public example of him because of his notoriety.
You know, they were woke before woke was woke.
You are absolutely correct on that. I think I have a little sound to go with this. Let's see. Here's the Pete's Pete. What's playing? Something is playing here. Okay, here it is. I found it. It's a fire at the church.
Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah. But here is Pete's message for Pete.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making a comment publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired.
End this message.
That's for you, Pete.
All right, Pete.
Because I am just sick of bullies. Just sick of it. Wow, and boys, Target in a spot these days. Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
They're only down $15 billion in market value, and there's only 200 groups now targeting them, targeting Target, for protests.
Target.
That's not going to end well. That was brought to you by Pettinger and Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and his crew are the very best of the best. When it comes to concrete, make sure you deal with people that have the receipts to show that they're really good at what they do. And at Pettinger, they have turned it into an art form, whether it's something basic like a driveway, a nice patio, sidewalk, a porch, or you need something literally built into the landscape outside your home. They can do it all. They even have a tornado-proof and a drive-by shooting-proof house, and you can see it all on their Facebook page. Check it out. They are the people that make concrete interesting. Reach out for a free estimate to our friend Tom Latham at 284-9292. That's 284-9292. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, and their Facebook page is absolutely worth a few minutes of your time. So,
our picture is about to come on TV in
the
moment.
See this mess here? I had the TV topic somewhere and then reburied it.
Well,
oh, that could be our ice cream at the front door.
Oh.
Stalkers.
As we'll see here in a moment. Did they put our picture up yet?
It's about to be up there.
I'm going to have to print. Can you make a run to the printer?
I can make a run to the printer.
Because I had this
minor
mishaps. We talked about this a little bit with Jay Quellen yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Stop
this.
Appreciate
it. It's okay, but we appreciate it.
All right. We will be on TV in just a couple minutes talking about minor mishaps. Rich, stay by the printer. It's coming.
Yeah, don't wait around.
This is live radio at its very finest. We are, what was that, an important message?
The ice cream's not ready at Chappie's, so, yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, they have to make the ice cream.
There's no ice cream. They're not ready at Chappie's.
What? What?
It's not ready.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Don't make June Bug feel bad.
No, it's not.
Because I told him, I was like, well, don't wait around for it. I know you got...
No, you got life.
No. Yeah. But wait a minute. They open at 6, but the ice cream's not made yet?
Oh, dear.
Maybe...
Ice cream at 6 a.m.? Is it ready?
Maybe the Taliban show.
I mean, you can go to a gas station, a grocery store, you know, you can pick some up now if you want it. We'll give you the time.
Let's see. What's open at 6? The only thing is open is Walmart.
Waffle House.
Waffle House?
Hey, waffles are good with ice cream.
They don't have ice cream.
I don't think they have ice cream.
I have my pot of chocolate in the car. You need
the
chocolate.
Only grocery store I know open at 6 is Walmart. They used to, God, you remember the days when they were open 24 hours?
Hey, did that thing print?
Oh.
It's only 30 seconds.
Wait, you went out. He went out to get something off the printer, came back with nothing.
It's
from
the
printer.
It's the ice cream. Here he is. Look
I
at this.
I was excited about the ice cream.
Yeah. All right, we are now hot officially.
Okay. Did they give us a...
The average person experiences 84 minor mishaps a year, according to a new poll.
The most common mishap is saying hi to someone you thought you knew. But it was a total stranger. I actually did that before, and it's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
All right, let's talk about it with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good morning.
Have we all gone to a car that we thought was ours?
Oh, yes.
And tried to unlock it?
And then you worry because when you realize... I'm trying to get into somebody else's car.
Right.
What's next? Is an angry owner going to come up and confront me?
Yeah, sure.
That is embarrassing. But that's why you have that thing that you can hold up and make sure. And the other thing, saying hi to somebody you think you know.
Yeah.
Jerome mentioned that. It's all about the comeback.
That one drove.
Yeah.
When they turn around and you realize
it's not the person.
I thought you were just gonna keep saying hi.
Right.
Yeah. You can keep the hello, but I'm sorry, you just look like somebody I thought you were.
And then in our business, there's people who come up to you and with a friendly hello, and you got to decide, do I know this person, or is this just a random person?
Yeah.
That's, you know, you have to make that connection.
It's very awkward. You get that big friendly
hello!
And then you have no idea who it is.
I've never got on the wrong train, bus, or plane.
Me neither.
That's a major mishap, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
that,
not no Home Alone.
That I was gonna say, yeah, the Home Alone kid on the New York plane. Yeah.
Well, we all know that couldn't happen today anyway, because you got to have 15 pieces of identification and a tattoo to get on a flight.
Exactly.
And I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
I'm done with flying.
Yep.
And I've actually never had any laundry mistakes.
Oh,
I've never
shrunk
any clothes. There was one time where I had a white shirt turned from like white to a very hint of blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you always see like a white shirt going to dark pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never had that happen.
Number four.
I shrunk stuff.
Knock on wood.
Number four on this list is
one of my favorite sweaters.
Number four on this list, your phone going off where it shouldn't be. Kristen's wedding.
Story about that.
Kristen's wedding. My phone went off, and then I had my watch went off in a funeral. Made a noise, that was awkward.
You really gotta.
So a few years ago, when I was working as a photog here, I went to an assembly where Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker.
Right.
It was at Fraser Church, and I was playing music on my phone in the car on the way there. So when I get to the assembly, it's dead quiet. Governor Ivey is at the podium speaking. And some kind of way, in my pocket, the phone just turned on, blasting the music. I got two hands full of equipment walking in the door, and my phone starts playing music.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing.
I've had it go off here on the air several times, right?
Everybody understands that because you are Rich Thomas.
Oh, jeez.
And weather situations.
Yeah, legendary food photographer.
legendary food photographer and meteorologist.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's good that we get that in.
How about Jay, any of these on the list apply to you?
Oh, let's see. Sitting on the remote changes the channel with your butt.
My dog
can do that for me.
Change the channel.
Comes up on the bed, next thing I know, I'm watching ESPN in Spanish. It's amazing.
They mentioned this GPS thing on number 10, but have you ever trusted GPS implicitly and then realized that GPS was leading you down the wrong road?
That's a good point, but I wanted to bring this up because Jerome knows New Orleans. When I went there, and it was my first time driving in the city, the streets are so close in a lot of places, and they've got, a lot of them have real funky names, you know?
Yeah, oh, sure.
So the GPS was having a tough time keeping up with where the car was because everything was so tight.
Yeah.
I did notice that. So I did have to make a couple of go-arounds.
Yeah.
That has happened.
Like Michael Scott.
Yeah.
In the lake with the gift baskets.
Now,
you guys
number
in.
10, not a personal story, but, you know, recently got a house in Carolina, did, and my dad was coming to help, and he kept calling me. He's like, my GPS, I have the direction of my GPS, but it turns off at a certain location. Hmm. He forgot to hit start.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
There was a story recently about a woman who got on a flight it was supposed to be to Europe. But there was a city in Idaho with the same name.
Oh,
and she ended up there. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like Paris or something. Paris.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
This is not Paris.
There's a lot of corn in France.
Yeah, well, look, you just definitely got to try to pay attention to everything, because those small mishaps can be very embarrassing.
Very.
Right. Well, we are out of time for your Wednesday, gentlemen. It's great to see you this morning, as always.
Yes. It just goes by too quickly.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I'm still bummed about ice cream.
Can you do the timeline?
Yeah, I can, but One of us are going to have to make an ice cream run here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's it's imperative.
I wonder who that's going to have to be.
I got the money out.
All right, let's see. Where are we at here? Hey, if you run over to the Taliban show, we'll give you a quarter. It is 6:35. We have our first look at the roads coming up with Skipper, and then the timeline for the 7th of June next. This
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, looking around the area, we're just seeing a little bit of congestion on 231 this morning around Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights, and on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive into Montgomery. Overall, Montgomery, light to moderate traffic everywhere. No major problems. Millbrook, Prattville, Montgomery, or Wetumpka this morning. Even here, we'll keep you updated. Registration for fall classes going on now at Trenum State. This is the time to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Join the fun as Second Saturday Riverfront Festivals return to Montgomery's Riverfront Park on June 10th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they celebrate the 70s. Dress in your best 70s attire and bring your roller skates. There'll be prizes for the top 70 outfits. The night will feature music by the cover band Hat Trick, the Montgomery Roller Derby team, a dance floor, themed mocktails, vintage cars, food vendors, and fireworks. Don't miss the 70s-themed Roll Bounce Skate Party. Saturday, June 10th, brought to you by the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs. Free admission, no outside alcohol permitted.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:38 with the timeline for the 7th of June, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 158th day of the year with 207 days left, we already know it's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
It is?
Hey, maybe Wiley will take care of us. I don't know.
Why don't we just drop all pretense?
I'm begging you.
It's June Bug Day.
Wow, isn't that ironic? Because June Bug was the caller that went to Chappie's.
That's true.
That is.
It is. That is
wow.
Spooky.
That's from God.
That's spooky. It's VCRR Day, and we'll find out why in just a moment. And it's also Daniel Boone Day. 1769, Daniel Boone started exploring Kentucky. Do you remember the TV show?
I do. I didn't watch it much, but I remember it.
And the theme song was...
Three splits in half. I saw the Three Stooges do that.
There's Mingo, Ed Ames. Remember when Ed Ames threw the
hatchet yes.
on the Johnny Carson Harris. Show?
Yeah.
Timing is everything. It's what Johnny didn't say for so long.
That may have been the longest laugh line ever on the Tonight Show.
Then he comes up with, I didn't know you were Jewish.
That's Johnny. Brilliant.
Okay, 93 years ago, in 1929, Vatican City became its own independent country. It's got its own post office, too. Wait a minute. Okay, this is the day in 1939 that King George becomes the first British monarch to visit the U.S. He crossed the Canadian-U.S. border at Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Slowly he turned inch by inch.
Step by step. And then he visited New York City and Washington, D.C., but not Rochester. 1942, the Battle of Midway ends on this date.
Yes.
The most decisive U.S. victories of the war. It changed. What was a game changer?
It totally gave the advantage back to the United States.
As far as the
Pacific War.
Yeah, as far as the fleet, as far as navies go, it changed everything.
Two guys, what's his name, from the movie?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I know.
It's something. He and a pilot named Dusty Cleese each sank two carriers.
Two carriers?
Yeah.
In one battle. Of course, we knew we had broken the code, the Japanese code, so we knew it was going to be Midway. In fact, they kept calling it, what'd they call Midway in their...
AF.
AF.
And they Washington, of course, always getting in the way, they did not want to believe that AF was Midway Island.
Right.
So the guy that led the code department, his name escapes me at the moment, put out a fake message in the clear.
In plain language saying...
Their water distiller on Midway, saltwater converter, was broken. The Japanese then, in what would then be like a retweet...
Yeah, right.
Sent that message out to their people so they knew...
It was Midway. Yeah, that was brilliant. Brilliant. 1955, the $64,000 question premieres on CBS. 62, Switzerland welcomes the first drive-through bank. On this date in 65, the Supreme Court of the U.S. ruled it's legal for married couples to use contraceptives. So it was not legal before 65. Wow.
Wow, I did not know that.
Why is this VCR day? Well, on this day in 75, Sony introduced the Betamax to the public. It cost $995, and boy, was it heavy. It was so many pounds. They actually invented VHS, too, but they decided to go with Betamax, Sony did. But who won that war?
VHS.
VHS. Why?
Yeah, we all know the answer to that question, because...
the steamy movie industry chose... VHS over Betamax. And you would go to a store with to rent a tape, and it was all VHS, but there was one lonely corner where you could get Betamax.
Did you ever go into one of the stores that had the beaded curtain?
Oh, no.
Where they kept the naughty stuff?
Oh, no.
Where they kept the naughty stuff?
No, I never went into a...
With a sign over the top, you must be 21 to enter this part of the store.
Is nobody that checking?
Nobody really paid attention.
Wow. All right, we need ice cream and we need... No. 1975, Elton John's ninth studio album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboys, went to number one on the U.S. album chart. First album to ever enter the U.S. charts at number one, where it stayed for 7 weeks. On this date in 82, Priscilla Presley opened Graceland to the public, except for one room. 5 years after Elvis's death, of course, the bathroom is still closed to visitors. 85, The Goonies hit the theaters, and now our song of the day, Songs of Summer series. This was released in the June of 1985, peaked at number one on the Billboard charts here in the U.S., but it was also number one in 10 European countries. The group is from Phoenix, but the lead singer went to school here in Montgomery from age 2 to age 10. This is a group called Mr. Mister on our timeline this morning. Boy, I love this song. This is Broken Wings.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you.
Get to the hook, then we gotta move on here.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us see.
Great song, Broken Wings. From Mr. Mister, 646. It's on this date in 93. Chuck Berry, Billy Joel, and Pete Townsend were the celebrities at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio.
Three-minute warning here.
Okay. All right. 93, Prince celebrated his birthday by changing his name to that unpronounced symbol. 93, Woody Allen lost his bitter custody battle with Mia Farrow. What a weirdo he is. 99, Osama bin Laden, an anti-abortion activist accuser. What? Never mind. Oh, this was the 10 most wanted list. Osama bin Laden went on the 10 most wanted list. 2011, well, we mentioned yesterday, Anthony Weiner showed in his photos. 2012, Bob Welch of Fleetwood Mac died. He killed himself. I think he was diagnosed with some sort of disease. 8 years ago in 2015, Christopher Lee passed away at the age of 93. Now, birthdays. Prince would have been 65 today. Michael Cera from Arrested Development is 35. Bill Hader is 45 from Saturday Night Live. Carl Urban is 51. Mike Pence, who announced he was going to run for president yesterday, is 64. Liam Neeson is 71. Sir Tom Jones is still having underwear thrown at him. Women's underwear. He's 83.
It's just a little heavier these days.
11 days till Father's Day. First day of summer is 2 weeks from today. 27 days till the 4th of July. College football that we care about, 94 days away. And that is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Good day for chocolate ice cream today with highs in the lower 90s again. Good bit of sunshine. Scattered random storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. A little bit more numerous than they were yesterday. They fade out overnight. Low 68. Tomorrow, just a notch higher on the rain chances, on the number of storms, and with a high around 93. And then Friday, behind the front, should be dry with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, this morning, we have 69, partly cloudy at 648.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Updated traffic right after your SRN News replay. Then today's cheap and trashy celebrity gossip and showbiz report.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Why?
From parts of the Midwest to the Northeast and South to the Carolinas, air quality alerts are in place because of a lot of smoke from scores of huge wildfires burning in Canada. The graduation ceremony had just wrapped up for Huguenot High School seniors in Richmond, Virginia, when shots rang out. One graduate and a 36-year-old man were killed. A 19-year-old suspect is in custody. The Biden administration says it doesn't know who is to blame for damage to a major dam in southern Ukraine. It has triggered widespread flooding while depriving hundreds of thousands of drinking water. Former Vice President Pence will announce his presidential campaign later today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has entered the race as well. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Sleepy morning out there, not a whole lot going on. A little bit of traffic out of Wetumpka on 231 into Montgomery on Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. I-65 and 85 looking good right now, as well as Taylor Road. Also 31 out of Prattville, no problems there. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated if problems pop up. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
while yesterday we had kind of a situation, we all know that Hollywood is to the left of everybody. But once in a while, they eat their own, and that's kind of what happened yesterday when Pete Davidson got a dose of his own medicine from Pete when they took advantage of his celebrity to make a point. Now they want to be deciding what kind of dogs you can buy.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired
end of message.
He backed down a little bit, but still not complete. He didn't tuck his tail between his legs and run away.
Right.
Stand your ground with these people. They will never let you hear the end of it.
Well, I have some new respect for Pete.
Yeah, me too. Eva Mendez is a hairy beast who has to shave her face. That's her words, not mine. She says she needs her face shaved every other day. She kind of blames it on genetics. Her Cuban father, whom she describes as a man bear. My hair grows back if I get chills.
We've all seen women who had facial hair issues. Hey, but it's not true if you shave that it's going to grow more. That's
not true. Let's ask Mr. Random Facts. I believe that's urban legend, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yeah, it doesn't. So okay, all right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger forever making friends. Yesterday said heaven is a fantasy and nothing happens when we die. He said, there's no heaven, and you're just going to rot in the earth when you die. This came from a chat he did with Danny DeVito, another expert, who said that when you die, you're 6 feet under. Anyone tells you that it's something else is an effing liar. Heaven is a fantasy. Well, he's just as entitled to believe that as anybody else is entitled to believe what they do. But
yeah.
I happened to work with a guy in Florida who interviewed 50 NDEs, near-death experience survivors.
People who had some incredible stories to tell, right?
What's amazing is that the consistency. None of them, once they had advanced to that next phase, wanted to come back. They did not want to come back. And none of them, to a person, was afraid to die because they had been there. I just thought that was remarkable.
Who is the comedian who was talking?
That was Sam Kinison.
Oh, yeah.
In that wreck. Chris Hemsworth finds it depressing when his directing heroes slam Marvel movies. You're getting paid, so what? The creator of Black Mirror asked ChatGPT to write an episode, and it was garbage. According to Black Mirror creator Charlie Booker, he gave ChatGPT the chance to create an episode, and it was totally unusable. So it's not quite there yet.
Not there.
Although I saw something this morning.
Although,
30% of people under the age of 30 would be totally okay with a government surveillance camera in their house.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
30%?
Are they really that brainwashed? Holy cow. Heavy metal is good for you, according to a clinical psychologist, because it lessens stress and allows for emotional release. I don't know who Parker McCollum is. Our goober friends on Bama Country would.
Bama Country would know.
Oh, my God.
We love them. They know that's a little elbow, right? Elbow in the ribs. He was performing in Wilmington, North Carolina on Saturday, and somebody threw a bra that landed at his feet.
Yeah.
So he picked it up and showed it to the crowd, and he says, dang, that's a full hammock. I didn't even know they made them that big. But I'm glad to know that they do. Garth Brooks. Yeah. Deborah Messing says that NBC wanted her to have bigger boobs for Will and Grace. Frankly, Deborah, I don't know that they could have come up with a bigger boob than you for that show.
I see what you did there.
Well,
she was talking about a part of her anatomy, and you.